Today we are given, especially in the Gospel of St. Luke, the calling forth, the vocation of those among the many, many disciples, and there were already many, as he tells us, of those who would be apostles, who will be witnesses in a very special way of his life, death, and resurrection. All but one whom he already knows, whom the Lord already knows, but nevertheless he called him. He gives him a chance, a last chance for him to convert. And of course, that is Judas Iscariot. The others are to be apostles of the church. And of course, on this day in particular, we celebrate the feast of the great and very different apostle, Saint Bartholomew. Saint Bartholomew, in addition to the things that were to happen to him and the way in which his life ended, his origins, and perhaps he was of the Jewish diaspora all over the Mediterranean, or perhaps he was a convert to Judaism. But his name, and of course he is given two names, as all of them are. His other name is Saint Nathanael, and the name by which he goes today, and the church goes today, is that which is more famous, Saint Bartholomew. But Bartholomew is an Egyptian name. It means son of Ptolemy. And Ptolemy was the person that Alexander the Great left in charge of the part of his empire that was Egypt and northern Africa. Ptolemy, who is very famous if you study ancient history. And of course, most people today don't know American history, much less ancient history. Ignorance, which is one of the worst sins of the world, is rampant everywhere. And we must always combat ignorance, any kind of ignorance. But Ptolemy was the one, and he had been his friend for decades, and when Alexander the Great died, still a young man, he left him in charge of Egypt. And in fact, the very famous queen of Egypt, Cleopatra, was of the Ptolemaic line. So it's very possible that Saint Bartholomew was related to Cleopatra, who of course, around this same time, was committing sins with Julius Caesar and Anthony, Mark Anthony, and eventually committed suicide. Not an example of anything except of what we ought not to do. So the fact that Saint Bartholomew was related to these people tells us a lot. It doesn't matter what our relatives do or not, as long as we ourselves follow Christ. And so Bartholomew did, and he would eventually, after Pentecost, go off to India and eventually to the northern parts of the Mediterranean, where the Armenians are. And it was there that he performed many miracles, including healing the son of the emperor there. But the brother of the emperor, who took over when his brother died, hated Bartholomew, and so he condemned him to death, and he had a most interesting death. If you look at my Facebook page today, you will see the beautiful statue of St. Bartholomew in the Cathedral of Rome, St. John the Latter. St. Bartholomew was condemned to be skinned alive, to be flayed, and I've been told by, I guess, somebody who knows, that it is very painful. I'm sure it's painful. There are other, more painful ways to die. But he didn't die of the flaying. So the statue shows him holding his face, the skin, on his arm, like if he were wearing a maniple, that which I wear on my left arm, which is very beautiful, but is a real pain in the neck. But anyway, it's always getting in the way. Saint Bartholomew was flayed, he was skinned alive, and then he was beheaded, which was the sure way to make sure someone was dead. And so today we have him, who is a great apostle. His relics were brought from one place to the other, and eventually they ended up in the basilica that is dedicated to him on the Isola Tiberina, the island of the Tiber in the middle of Rome, where there is a beautiful basilica, and there beneath the altar is enshrined Saint Bartholomew, to whom we call upon on this day for his help and for his assistance, especially in these days when so much evil is rampant everywhere in the world and everywhere in the church. May he bless us and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we continue with